KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have cloudy skies, some light rain and wind, and it's 55 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Radar shows most of the heavier showers activities have moved off to the east now. There's a line that stretches from basically just to southwest of Guthrie Center across Interstate 80 and on the Cass-Adair County lines west of Greenfield and southwest of there, and further on south of the Four Corners of the southwest Iowa are experiencing some heavy showers and thunderstorms as well. Those are moving to the east. Well, as Jim mentioned a few moments ago, a portion of Interstate 80 westbound between Adair and Casey has been shut down this morning because of several crashes. According to the Iowa State Patrol, I-80 West between the 77 and 83 mile markers was shut down because of four crashes. A couple of those were said to be personal injury accidents. At least four semis were reported to be on their side. And severe storms have battered western and southwest Iowa this morning with winds in excess of 60 miles per hour and in some cases large hail. Just before 6:50 a.m., an estimated 60-mile-per-hour wind gust 3 miles east-southeast of Dexter was reported in Madison County. 6 to 8-inch diameter tree limb branches were down in Menlo with winds estimated at 70 miles per hour at around 6:40 this morning. Just before that, 10 to 12-inch diameter tree limbs were blocking some roads in Stewart. At around 6:30, 1-inch diameter hail was reported 5 miles north of Newmarket in Taylor County. At around 6:25, 62-mile-per-hour wind gust was recorded on a home weather station 5 miles northwest of Creston. At 6:22 a.m., 10 to 12-inch diameter tree branches were reported down in Casey. At around 6:20, tree limbs were down in Clarinda, some of which landed on power lines. And just before that, at 61-mile-per-hour wind gust was recorded on a home weather station about 3 miles west of Oneida. The Iowa Department of Public Safety reports a central Iowa man was arrested in connection to the death of a Madison County woman. Authorities say at around 11:10 p.m. Monday, Madison County 911 received a call of an unresponsive female at 121 East Lane Street, lot number 1 in Winterset. Responding Winterset police officers found 23-year-old Rosanna Otto deceased inside the home from an apparent gunshot wound. The Winterset Police Department and DCI identified 25-year-old Jerome Jerry Moyer of Norwalk as a suspect in the woman's death. Moyer was arrested without incident by the Dubuque County Sheriff's Office following a traffic stop. He was being held in the Dubuque County Jail on a charge of murder in the first degree. Moyer will be transported to the Madison County Jail at a later date. Officials of the Creston Police Department report 42-year-old Douglas Stevens of Creston was arrested at around 4:50 this morning for driving while barred. Stevens was subsequently released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Cleanup is underway in Charles City after a tornado tore through the fairgrounds, hit the local fertilizer plant, and damaged homes in the area early Monday afternoon. Floyd County Fair Board President Amy Stout said there was there as the twister tore through the complex.
Literally, like people have said before, it sounds like a train coming. I thought the noise was too big, and I popped my head out, and glass started shattering. We lost a couple windows up top in the cupola area, and I thought that was the worst of it when it passed. And then I looked out the window, and our brick building's gone, our white building's gone, and half the buildings are leveled out here.
Volunteers arrived to deal with the damage as soon as the storm moved out, but Stout is wary of having people working in some of the buildings on the fairgrounds.
Got to make sure they're structurally safe to be in because they're twisted. That's my main concern. The ones that are standing, are they safe to be in right now? We'll meet with the adjusters and have some contractors out here and just double-check all safety issues.
The twister tracked to the north and east and nearly missed Charles City, according to Floyd County Emergency Management Director Leslie Weber.
There's one housing development that got hit. Almost damaged houses have been contacted, so we know of no injuries or fatalities. We just want people to stay out of the area for right now.
Weber says it's too early to discuss damage estimates, but there is an emergency operations center at the Floyd County Courthouse where citizens can report damage.
Get as many pictures as they can of everything, just in case. And then here, probably after a while, we'll have some volunteers set up and we'll start calling the people that need help cleaning up and get some people out there to help them clean up their yards.
Another tornado touched down northeast of Elma shortly after the first tornado. It tracked through Chickasaw and Howard counties before leaving a path of damaged homes, roofs, and downed power lines in Lime Springs, where house-to-house searches began mid-Monday afternoon. In southeast Iowa, an emergency manager in Houghton reported a tornado destroyed two barns. In Cantrill, a train spotter said a tornado tornado damaged two houses there. Another train spotter reported a tornado in eastern Des Moines County. The Weather Service was surveying those sites. Well, Iowa has fallen from the 9th to 12th most expensive state for hail damage, according to an annual survey from the state's largest home and auto insurer. Andrew Bashong, a state farm agent based in the Des Moines area, says Colorado, Texas, and Illinois had the worst hail damage last year, but it shifts around depending on where the most severe weather strikes.
In 2017, I think we had $132 million in hail claims alone with State Farm just in Iowa. In 2018, that number went down to $57 million. So while there still was quite a few hail events in Iowa in 2018, it was down from the previous year.
Last year, Iowa customers reportedly had nearly 6,000 hail claims, with the average owner claim topping $13,000 and more than $3,400 for cars. It may not seem like hailstorms hit Iowa that frequently, but Vashong notes they don't have to last long to do a lot of damage.
All it takes is 10 seconds or 20 seconds worth of hail falling, and you have a large percentage of a certain neighborhood that'll all have claims.
While nothing can be done to prevent a hailstorm, of course, you can prevent problems associated with them by doing some good tree pruning every year. Also, when building or remodeling, Bashong suggests you consider your roofing carefully.
If you're going to get an impact-resistant roof or an impact-resistant shingle, like I said, pay a little more for it. But on the back end, it really can help a lot when you come into a hailstorm, preventing that damage.
He also advises clients to do a home inventory by taking pictures or video and store that inventory digitally. In addition, he says to talk to your agent to talk about your coverage and deductible. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.